Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Welcome back
to
Sexy Unique Podcast.
Tough Sicilian bitches. I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara. And
we were just talking about Taylor Swift and her new documentary that I watched yesterday while folding laundry.
Yeah. And I almost called you Terry. This is Terry O'Donnell.
Hi, I'm Terry O'Connell. Or
Terry and Larry talk.
I'm Terry O'Donnell. That's always my favorite.
McDonald.
When people are like, is it O'Donnell?
No. Wait, have you ever heard the last name O'Donnell?
I mean, it probably somewhere, but not in my world.
No, that's actually not a last name.
Yeah, it's not a real last name.
I like, people never know how to approach my last name, which is fair, because it looks,
Shane
it's
Halls.
Pronounced nothing like it looks.
I thought, I called you Schoenhalls.
Yeah.
For a while.
That seems normal to me.
Yeah, like before I moved to LA, I just was like, in my head, I was like, oh, her last name is Schoenhalls.
Mm-hmm. But no, it's Schoenhalls.
Schoenhalls. Yeah, Terry is what baristas call me.
Love. I get Mara a lot.
Mara? Mara Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
She's cool.
Yeah, live for her.
What were you going to say? Taylor?
You were saying that you felt bad for Taylor watching the doc.
I just had a... Maybe I'm a dupe, but I came out of it being like, oh, her life is insane. And she has... She's in a glass box, and she recognizes that she is like a commodity and like kind of not fully human.
Yeah.
Which I was kind of refreshing for me to hear her, like the way she talked about her rise to fame and how she manages it and like how candid she was about being like, I'm owned, basically, was kind of surprising for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I when she talked about her eating disorder, like that was intense. And I liked, you had mentioned it too, but I really liked seeing how she comes up with songs. Like it could have been just about that.
Yeah. The process, the creative process is cool.
Yeah. You had mentioned how like put upon it was when she's like, oh, should I tweet it? Like my political views. And like they're all, her and her mom and her like social media person are just like waiting. And I was like, all right. It's like I send tweets every day.
Yeah.
You know, it's just pressing send.
Who cares?
But I get it. Like she...
she has like a big reach and it made a lot of people sign up to vote. And that's all great. Let's like hope that they fucking vote.
Red state following.
Yeah.
I was, I don't know, maybe I'm like a sheep, but like I got kind of emotional seeing her talk about like becoming woke. Mm-hmm. But also it was, the thing that I loved the most was when two people propose and a guy proposes to his girlfriend in front of her.
Face was just, I appreciated because I was like, this is bizarre and that's a freak thing to do.
And she was,
and she's truly like,
she was,
why
and she was skeptical of it, which I was like kind of down for. And she was literally, she kept going just, whoa, like she wasn't emotional about it. Cause some celebrities, when that happens, they're like, oh my God. She was like, wow. She goes, so you guys are engaged now? And they're, and she's like, oh, okay, wow. Wow, that was, I did not expect that.
Yeah.
And then they just walk away. And the girl that he's proposing to, like, she's being presented a ring and she's looking at Taylor. Like, she's more excited to be. And then he had to come and usurp that moment.
Yeah, it's just insane.
Yeah. But also, were they, was that fake?
It might have been fake.
I don't think it was real. I think they're crazy fans who were like, let's...
I don't know what to make of it. But I was also similarly weirded out by that moment.
It's like, when you know, when you see people...
suspect of it.
When you see people on Twitter being like, so-and-so, famous person, like, you know, my cousin has cancer or something.
Can
like,
you retweet this?
Can you? Yeah.
It's like, some of has it, that ever done anything?
But also... I don't know about that. Know about all the Twitter messages of hope. Am I psychotic?
No.
I just don't, I mean, I don't believe anything.
I think a healthy
anymore.
Dose of skepticism is good when it comes to media consumption and especially like social media and the things you're seeing on social media.
But seeing Taylor react in that way made me like her a little bit more.
Yeah.
Her mom darked me out a little.
Yeah, her mommy, she is sick. She has brain cancer, which is really sad.
Oh, really?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, I didn't...
She has, like...
I don't think they talked about that.
They don't really talk about it, but Taylor's talked about it later,
which I was sad
about. So then I felt... I had a lot of empathy for her, like, seeing how she was with her mom and, like, how close they were.
And I like seeing her with her best friend.
That... What's that... girl's
Abby.
Name? Oh, yeah. I'm like, glad that they're still friends.
Yeah.
I still think Taylor's personal style is heinous.
Yeah.
And her apartment is truly disgusting.
Speaking of style, though, I want to talk about... I just started watching it last night after the Taylor doc, Next in Fashion.
What's that?
With Alexa Chung and Tan France.
Oh.
It's pretty riveting.
What is it about?
It's just a fashion competition where it's two designers are on a team and they have to design a runway look every episode. So it's almost like RuPaul, but, and they're like all pretty established already. So it's like, they're not like
up and comer project runway nobodies.
Well, some of them are like, have done fashion shows already. Like they all have like burgeoning labels or some fledgling, but, and some of them know each other before and have worked together for years. And some of them are paired randomly. So it's like a really cool mix.
Okay.
And they're all from all around the world. And there's these two designers from Japan and, or no, sorry, South Korea and China who are fucking incredible. Their names are Angel and Miju. And they're so amazing. And they did like, I've only seen three episodes, but they did this print where they had to mix prints and patterns. And they like painted kind of like symbols and drawings that were like inspired by the, like their where they're from, and they were so beautiful. They were just, they looked like almost like art smocks.
Okay.
And
I'm in. This show sounds cool, and I like Alexa Chung.
She's actually a Lawler.
She's a Lawler, and like her presenter energy speaks to me. Like, she's engaging. I'm like, I find love myself her style. Like, I love her style.
She's super charismatic.
Her sensibility
is
good.
She's like beautiful and like doesn't wear that much makeup. And like, she's just really tan. I could give or take.
I could take
him or leave him, but she's amazing. And she's like part of why you watch, because she's just so like,
yeah, I just want to know like what's Chung up to.
And she has some lol lines. Like, there's these two gay designers from LA who I hated at first, but I actually like now. But at one point they were, they designed some look that was Gwen Stefani inspired, and Alexa was not having it. It was like plaid and like pleated.
Oh,
and,
please. Thank God. Someone had to take a stand.
She goes, it's time to leave Melrose. I was like,
amen, sister.
And it, you could tell it shattered them when they heard that.
Well, like, it's someone, I mean, honestly, the truth hurts.
Oh my God, though. It's time to leave Melrose.
It's time to leave Melrose.
Tan's just, but it's really compelling, and some of them are like, it's like kind of emotional, and it's just great. It's, watch it.
Okay, I'm gonna watch
next
it.
Next in fashion.
I've been watching BoJack Horseman, which I've gotten back into, and that show, I forget always how fucking incredible that show is.
Isn't the last season coming on?
The last season, I think it's on now.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah. But I had stopped at like season three. So then this weekend I just like blazed through season three, and now I'm on season four. It is so good and like real.
I've
and
never
funny.
Watched it.
It is, I think you'd love it.
Yeah.
It's also really like silly and weird.
Yeah.
And
it's
all
about
the
addiction, right?
It's about addiction and like depression and imposter syndrome and like success. And
I feel shame that I haven't watched it as a, someone who is writing on TV.
You know what, though? You can easily fix that by just like watching it on
Netflix.
Okay,
I'll start it.
Yeah.
It's all on Netflix.
It's all on Netflix. Okay. It is so good. And like the, it's like a dramedy.
Who does his voice?
Will Arnett.
Oh, and then Pete Holmes does a voice, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Amy Sedaris does a voice. She's like a very prevalent character. Allison Brie and Paul F. Tompkins. Paul F. Tompkins is plays a character that is so fucking funny.
Please forgive me for mixing up Pete Holmes and Paul F. Tompkins.
They're very different.
They're super different.
Both
Pete Holmes.
A P.
Yeah. The Paul P Tompkins name. Is amazing.
Yeah.
No, I'm gonna watch. Yeah, but Netflix has some good shit on right now.
It does. They have a lot of bullshit, but if you can weed through that and find the things that are really good, then you're in business, baby.
I watched The Circle.
Oh, I haven't watched that.
I was on
but people tell
yesterday
me
yesterday about
I
it.
To. Okay.
It's pretty wild. I think you'll like it. It's,
okay.
It's the weirdest reality show I've ever seen.
Okay.
So
I'm in.
It's like, it's not enjoyable, but it's
interesting.
Addicting. Yeah.
It's a Dale. What a history.
What a history. And what a history it is. But yeah, next in fashion is going to be, I'm excited to finish it. But yeah, I just love, there's this one pair that they went to like St. Mark's in London, which is like where Stella McCartney went and McQueen.
Central St. Martin's.
Central St. Martin's, sorry.
Center St. Mark's. I knew what you were saying because I was like,
I
know that. But then I replayed it and I was like, that's not
I want
right.
to go walk into traffic.
Sent to St. Mark's.
I need to go to
you
Melrose now.
You almost got away with that.
No. I'm glad you called me out.
Central St. Martin's.
My brain is just fried.
I love that.
St. Mark's?
Sent to St. Mark's.
I've been to Center St. Mark's in the center of St. Mark's.
In St. Mark's.
On St. Mark's Place. Sorry, Central St. Martin's.
No apologies necessary.
Necessary. But there's this one. Yeah, we're both.
Now. We're like, now we're stroking out.
Center. Yeah, we're stroking. There's this pair. They're both. One's, I think, is a lesbian and one is a gay. And they're so fucking good. And they made a suit last night, a woman's suit that is like, it was like almost like camel, I think. And like perfectly made. And Alexa Chung was very happy about it.
So. I love that. She would love a camel suit.
Yeah, she would.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, watch it. Watch on this season on Center St. Mark's. so
they attended school provincial. At sent to St. Mark's. I was like, mm-hmm, totally. I don't know.
Gary?
Nope.
Speaking of
things we do actually know a lot about.
Okay, so we're on... It's
this is the second to last episode.
Yeah.
It's next episode, the last episode. Yeah. And then we have the reunions.
Yeah. Which we're going to recap.
Yes. We will be with you through the whole season.
I saw some readers were wondering if we were going to do it.
Of the reunions?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. It's part of the season.
Yeah.
Who we'd be? We're not monsters.
Well,
I'm only slightly monster.
Sometimes I'm a monster for saying Center St. Mark.
That was a wild move.
Hashtag, we're going to just own it. I'm going to own it. And
Center St. Mark's.
Just like if you, Center St. Mark's is a moment. And I think that should be like, it's kind of a place of nunca, but it's more like, no, you're not like, you're not in like bad state. You're just kind of fried.
You're a little bit fried.
It's
you're
like end of the day.
Yeah. And it's been a long day.
I'm feeling very Center St. Mark's right now.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But you have to say it, sent to St. Mark's.
Sent to St. Mark's.
You said it with such, it was, there was confidence in the accent.
Maybe
part.
Psychotic.
But then you kind of mumbled it, and then that's how I knew.
I knew who went there.
Because I have a friend from growing up that went to Central St. Martin's, but then I couldn't remember, like, sent to St. Mark's. You went.
I went to school. I did go to. I did a semester at Queen Mary.
Oh,
in
love
London,
that.
So I'm not that out of my league, but that was pretty bad.
That was a 20,000 leagues under this.
That was so beyond wrong that it's like.
That was Kristen Stewart in the Undersea movie.
Oh my God.
I'm sad. I never saw that.
Well,
you saw it.
Underwater, baby.
Guess what? I'm going to, you know, it's probably on demand now.
Yeah, watch it.
Yeah.
Just pour yourself a nice cup of tea and watch.
I'm
going to
make
Stewart.
Some sleepy time tea and settle in for an underwater thriller.
An abyssal journey. Speaking of abyssal journeys, our girls are 20,000 leagues above the sea.
Yeah.
They're just docked at Naples.
Caroline has never been happier to get off a ship.
She goes, I'm not a cruiser.
I'm not a cruiser. I'm happy to be on land.
I've never related to her more when she said that.
Yeah, I was like, wait, I am actually very team Caroline because, and what you were saying last episode is so true that she's
like seeing, once you travel with someone,
Judy Chase for exactly who they are.
Because she's never traveled with them.
Yeah, and now, like, she can never unsee this like horrific truth.
And their feud doesn't start till the next season, but like you can see the seeds of her like I'm not okay with these people.
I too
we don't have the same values.
Was
Center St. Mark's.
Center St. Mark's will never forget. I was scared. Like I was being like, what's the big deal? Like, yeah, the Judiches are like, they're not like other people, but like, who's to say that they're so bad? But then by the end of this episode, I was like, actually, they are toxic.
They're toxic. They're abusive. They're
whatever they're doing, and like,
they manipulate.
They're manipulative, but they're also so consumed with themselves.
Yeah.
And all they care about is what's going on at the current moment.
Yeah.
They don't think about how anything's affecting the future.
Or the
they're not learning
them.
About anything from the past. They're just like trying to propel forward and like stay at this level. Like they're not willing to give an inch on like anything to like
why
save themselves.
$11 million in debt.
Went to jail.
Yeah.
And that's why Joe's now back in Italy full time.
They have no like regard for anyone around them.
Yeah.
They're on a group trip, but they just care about their own fucking family and like, but not even like they just care about like how their family looks. And
it's like, I'm glad that things shook out the way they did just for the sake of Teresa finding like going on her own journey.
She has some humility now.
Yeah. And that was an unsustainable relationship to be in.
So Joe is charging out of the rooms. They're just docking for the night. So they're going to go be back on the cruise ship.
Mm-hmm.
And so everyone's just taking like an overnight bag because they're going to Santa Casalina.
I think that they're like docking for good and getting off the ship. because they're staying overnight in the hotel, and then they like go to the Naples place, and they probably like fly out of there or something.
Oh, I thought they were just because
I think everyone packed up to have their bags taken off the ship.
Oh, okay. There's a big issue because they're taking all their bags.
Yeah. So when you get off the cruise, you can leave your bags in your room. But I'm not a cruiser. I've cruised. And when I cruised, I made the mistake of, I pulled a Giudice. Mm-hmm. Giudice. What are we even saying now?
Giudice.
I pulled a Giudice and I just brought all my bags down with me because I don't trust. And then, but Joe.
They were very trusting.
Joe's throwing all these bags around. He's pissing and moaning.
Fuck.
Yeah. He's beet red.
He's bright red. And he goes, I'm going to throw overboard about Melania.
Yeah. He spends most of this episode threatening to kick his daughters in the butt if they don't like shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And Teresa.
And Teresa. So he's like threatening physical violence against all the women in his life, which is the first red flag.
He's raging because he's pissed about the bill he got for...
Well, not this isn't the bill moment yet. Oh, this is the beginning, the tip, the center St. Mark's. This is the tip of his rage iceberg.
Yeah.
And he throws a piece of luggage against a garbage can and just knocks it over.
And she goes, Joe, you knocked over the garbage. He goes, I don't care.
Teresa's vibe when Joe's raging is so... fugue state, and then kind of like laughter.
Yeah.
Like, but not addressing it. Because, I mean, I guess he can't, like, she can't
control him
about it. But it's very uncomfortable. Melania's flipping out. Caroline, you can tell, is so annoyed and hates her life.
She hates being on a group trip.
She hates this vacation. Mm-hmm. She's done. She's never traveling with these people ever again.
She reminds me of my mom. My mom would hate like a family, like she hated group trips.
And I've been on vacations where I've been like, I hate this and I will never do this again. But you have to like kind of act like you're like,
but all you care about is being back in your own bed.
Yeah. And then whenever anyone asks you about it, you're like, oh, it was fun. We had a great time. It was so fun. And then like, secretly you're just like never again.
That's her face, is never again.
Mm-hmm.
So they get off the boat. Joe's freaking out. They get into Naples.
They go on a bus. They're also, it's like, who decided it's such a bad idea, this whole like bus trips everywhere with all these little kids. Like,
they shouldn't have brought the kids.
No,
they
should have just been an adult trip and leave the kids with like the grandparents.
Melania is desperate to go to Santa Catalina.
Yeah, she can't wait to get there.
She goes, they had to translate it, but she mumbles something about like, I want to go to Santa.
She's wanting to get to the old country, goddammit.
Yeah, she's like, I gotta get back there. What's the fucking hold up?
How's it taking so fucking long? First you said we're going to go there, then we're going to get on a ship. Now we got off the ship, we get on a bus.
Get on a boat, from a boat to a bus. That's no way to live, Mom.
Fucked. We got to spend the night in Naples. I hate fucking Naples.
I hate Naples. I always hated coming to Naples.
Napoli, fuck it. Fuck it.
Got it. Bring me to that Santa Catalina. I got to see the mountains before morning or I'm out of here. I'll take the boat back alone if I have to. So they drive by Mount Vesuvius.
Oh yeah, that was a good lesson.
Teresa goes, did it erupt 100 years ago or 60 years ago? What is it?
What is it? Didn't it erupt like thousands of years ago?
Yeah. Yeah, like literally like 3,000 years ago. Yeah. She's like, 60 years ago? And then she goes, look, there's still smoke up there. And they're like, no, that's just like
some
clouds.
Some old person was like, that's a cloud.
Yeah.
Then they check into a truly horrific looking hotel.
Teresa's horrified.
I was horrified. I was like, oh my God, at the color scheme. I was having flashbacks of like National Lampoon's like European Vacation.
Totally.
It really reminded me of like a European Vacation hotel. And
that was so funny.
That movie is one of the top comedies ever. That was a classic to me.
That's how so many hotels in Europe look.
That is exactly how they look. That is like what it's like to travel in Europe with your family.
It's not like, or just like with like your friends. It's not like glam.
No, it's really like everything's like ugly and then kind of expensive.
And the beds are really narrow and like pushed against the wall.
Yeah, and like the only way to get in like a nice hotel is you have to be able to shell out like thousands of euros.
It's insane.
And then Gabriella wanders into the bathroom and she goes, there's a little sink. Adriana can go in there.
It's a bidet.
It's a bidet.
Yeah, she goes, Adriana can do it, can go in there. And Joe goes, looks like one of those douching things.
And then Teresa's like, it's a bidet. It's a bidet. How do you pronounce it? A bidet? Joe, how do you say it? What is it in the answer thing? He goes, it's a bidet. It's a, like one of those douching things.
I love Gabriella's her wide-eyed, Adriana can go in there. She's going to take her from Gia's arms that night.
Baptize her
in the bidet.
In the bidet. Yeah. And I love, there's a little sink.
Yeah. Where's Gia?
Gia has,
she's like not really been in this.
No, I think she's trying to find like a new family.
Do you have that chocolate? I'm like, yeah. My sugar is like crashing.
Going low. Yeah. We're both in a place of central center St. Mark's.
My blood sugar is crashing. I had blood work today.
Oh yeah. So you're really missing out on some blood.
I had blood work today. Oh my god. I saw, by the way, someone retweeted something onto my timeline of about Jamila Jamil having Munchausen.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that?
Okay.
She might.
First of all, there's a lot of Tracy Morrissey content out there for all of you to get into. First things first, you need to go to her Instagram profile, and then you need to click on, I think it's, she just has a thing called Munchausen's. It's a story highlight. She talks a lot about various celebrities having Munchausen's and kind of signs of it, and then gets really down a Jamila Jamil Munchausen's k-hole.
I think that was the tweet I saw.
And you all, like, I've been telling Trey, I was like, I need like the long form article about this. I think that it's forthcoming.
Yeah.
But like, my eyes are open to the truth of the matter.
Mm-hmm.
And now we can never unsee what we've seen. And it actually makes perfect sense. And I'm ready for the tides to turn. But then you also need to listen to Tracy's podcast and all the podcast appearances she's made.
Oh my God, she's amazing.
She's amazing. She's doing the Lord's work. She is truly an investigator.
I can't wait to go through this. So anyway, that was a diversion.
Yeah. Anyways, you, I was just, trust me, you will all be glad that you did this.
I'm going to do it and we'll talk about it in the next bonus.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, they have a Caroline and Albert just check into their room, and there's a shot of Caroline holding the luggage handle and just staring off into the distance. And there's like a dark silhouette in her face. And I'm like, I've never loved her more than on this trip.
I know. She's really serving up like vacation hell energy. Mm-hmm. And the weather in Naples is so shitty. It looks like, just imagine being like stuck on that, and you know that you have like 2 days left and then you can just like be home, and you really haven't gotten to spend any time with like your SO, and you've just been like beholden to this like family of heathens.
Yeah.
It would be hard. They just want to fuck. Yeah. And they like can't fuck.
Their yearly fuck.
They were planning, everything was leading up to their once a year fuck, and they can't even activate.
Also, Caroline mentions that her parents are from Naples.
Yeah.
Or their parents were from Naples. Mm-hmm. Her grandparents. So like, she's like, can't we just stay here?
Yeah. No, the answer is no. Meanwhile, at Danielle's House of Horrors,
Caroline goes, I want to escape.
Let's just go. They won't even miss us.
At Danielle's house, yes.
At Danielle's House of Horrors, she's rounded up Jilly and Christine. She goes, can we have a talk without telephones?
Yeah. She goes, how was your day, Jilly Bean? And she goes, it was good. How about yours? And Danielle goes, it was awesome.
Okay.
My mom has never said that to me.
It was awesome.
It was awesome.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
Danielle is feeling really sensitive because she has to have a convo about her mom.
Yeah, she's like, obviously Kim G stabbed me in the proverbial back.
She goes, so unfortunately, recently you had to find out about my search for my birth mom.
Yeah.
And then she's upset because Kim G blabbed that Danielle was like adopted.
She's like, I really wanted to have this conversation with both of you, but now because of Kim G, it has to be done like this.
And she goes, shame on them for doing that.
Right?
Right?
She goes, shame on them, right? And the girls go, yeah.
Yeah. And then they were like, we just want you to be happy. And Danielle goes, I am super happy. I was like, you are not.
Yeah. And then Christine's like, yeah, she's like, it's not like you're going to be sitting on your ass, right?
She goes, it's not like you sat on your ass and didn't do anything. And Danielle goes,
she goes, I don't like that word.
I don't like that kind of language, Christine.
She goes, you're too beautiful and too spiritual to use language like that. She goes,
okay.
She goes, behind, bottom, rear end, but not that word.
So many options.
I was like, okay, so you
literally,
you're
go,
cool with someone saying faggot, but if your daughter says ass,
and you can say that's a fucking enough, but she can't say butt.
Yeah,
that was like the rules, and I wasn't allowed to say butt either. So yeah. I felt
she's triggered by that word,
but
ass.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was ass that she said.
Yeah.
So maybe,
but
something...
then she said butt, and then she said behind, bottom.
You're too beautiful and too spiritual. I'm going
to
have that.
People that say they refer to their butt as their bottom need to be incarcerated.
Mm-hmm. My mom says rear end sometimes.
Rear end is fine.
Yeah.
But like something about bottom, like being like, I fell on my bottom is like disgusting. You should not be allowed to vote.
That's Morton Salt Girl.
What?
Bottom.
Morton Salt
Girl. Girl of the Umbrella.
Yeah. Bottom.
Are we
like... we're hanging on by a thread.
Oh my god, guys,
it's been a lot. There's like, a lot of talking today. We're getting through it.
Stay with us.
Jilly and Christine are fully in hell in this moment. Mm-hmm. Hades closes in around them. Like Diane, why do I keep wanting to call Danielle Diane all
Let's
day.
Just call her Diane.
Okay, today she's Diane.
Okay,
Diane goes, are you on board? And then the girls are like, yeah. And then she goes, all right. And then has to fist pound them.
She goes, let's explode it.
Let's explode it.
And it's like, they're looking at each other like, we've never done this before.
Diane's like, having a whole, like, no, she's but having Diane, a new moment.
Diane is like pretending like they have these powwows all the time. And it's clear that they don't.
They've never spoken like this.
They've never done an, they're like, the fuck?
Diane's taking a whole new approach to parenting, mm-hmm. which is like, now that you know I'm going to bring you in on this storyline that you have no business ever being in on, and mm-hmm. pretend that I talk to you about like real shit like this.
Yeah. So we cut back to Naples. It's the next morning. Joe Giudice is fucking pissed.
Well, they go first to the best pizza restaurant in the world.
Oh my god, sorry.
And then it's discovered, the like game plan is discussed for the next day, and Teresa and Joe are like, we're taking a bus, we're gonna go to Villa Solana, or wherever the hell
Santa Cosalina. Caroline's like, I don't even know where the fuck we're going tomorrow.
Yeah, Melania's like looking, and there's like a guy taking wine out of like a wine cabinet, and Melania keeps like trying to like get in there.
Yeah.
And like she's like kind of just trying to get her little hands in there.
They run amok, those kids. Jacqueline's kids are so well behaved.
Yeah, like if CJ, what I was weird about is like, you would think that CJ and the girls would like play or have some sort of relationship. No, they're separate from each other.
Melania looks at him at one point devilishly. She gives him like, they're sitting at the table, and you can tell she like is like annoying him.
Mm-hmm. And then Teresa's just like, we're taking a bus, and then everyone will just need to walk up a hill.
And Jacqueline calls an emergency meeting. She stands up and she goes, is anyone else nervous that we have pregnant people and babies and old people? And we're going to be climbing up a hill.
She's not having it.
No.
And
Caroline
is... kudos to her for standing up to that, because that's actually like an insane... like, you're not thinking of anyone else but yourselves in this moment.
She's like, Teresa, you just had a baby. We have elderly parents and we have toddlers. And you want to walk up...
you want to walk like 3 miles uphill to like go to your Joe's family's like shanty?
Yeah. And Teresa's like, it's not a big deal, it's fine. And Caroline is silent, which you know is like not good.
She's shut down. She's in full shutdown mode and is just going pure fugue state until this vacation's over.
Yeah.
And that's when I realized, I was like, Teresa and Joe are toxic together.
They're super toxic.
They don't plan ahead. They only think of like what's good for them in the moment. Mm-hmm. They don't care about their they don't really care about like how is this going to affect their daughters. They don't even try and like discipline their daughters.
No. And they have 10 pieces of luggage with them.
Yeah.
That they like are not trusting to leave behind, which makes me think like, what do they have in there?
I know. Are they smuggling? Like they're the kind of people that would buy like, they would transport like $10,000 of cash, like across borders and like not declare it.
I think Joe was bringing money for
his family.
Yeah.
He's trying to, something's being hide smuggled money. In and out, or they're buying, like they're doing some laundering thing where they buy a bunch 100%. Of clothes and then return them somewhere else.
Or like weird fruits.
Yeah. It's like something ain't right.
Yeah.
I'm calling
That's totally
it.
What's happening.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Underwear drawers are like the Wild West of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. When you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. But now that I've felt the buttery, soft comfort of MeUndies, my other pairs have got to go. Because MeUndies are all I reach for. I received the feel-free lace high-waisted brief from MeUndies, and I have to say, I love to sleep in a high-waisted brief, and I also like to wear briefs under dresses. And let me tell you a thing or two about these briefs. They were super comfortable. I love the fabric, and I feel like they will be the perfect accompaniment to a pair of pajamas or an extra large t-shirt. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for every body. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear. MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. Not happy with your first pair of undies? It's on MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/sexy. That's MeUndies.com/sexy for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered shower head. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you. Danny comes over to Danielle's house to take her out to lunch.
Oh, it was so weird. He goes, come on. Come on, we're going to go to Marketplace. Come on.
This was really a weird scene.
Yeah.
She goes, you're late again. Yeah, I had to eat because you're late, as you always are.
She walks to the door going, eating. And she goes, hi, baby. And they kiss on the cheek. And he goes, come on, they're all out of town. They're all in Europe. Let's go to Marketplace.
Market Basket.
And she's like, really?
They're gone.
Come on. She's so excited, too.
He's really excited.
He's in love with her.
They finally got their karmic return.
Yeah.
What?
She does.
She's literally like, they're finally all dead.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, they're in Italy.
She goes, I want to go and get my panine.
I want a panini. She's also wearing her little Ugg boots.
Yeah.
With their little stick legs.
Yeah, it's like dreary out. And
they're pulling like a full Abbott and Costello routine.
Yeah.
I'm like, they're gone.
Yeah, it's like a who's on first.
Mm-hmm. I could really go for a panini
right now. a panini. How did she say it?
She loves paninis.
But she says that she calls it a panini.
I could really go for a panini right now.
Yeah, a panine.
She leans up against the staircase and she gives
Are they
Danny
really there?
A sexual. She goes, they're gone. What do you mean by gone? They finally got their karmic return. And he's like, no.
I have to document that.
I could really go for a panini right now.
Yeah, so Danny convinces her to go. He's like, they're gone, let's go. So they drive in the white, they take to the white range. Danielle drives, of course.
Danielle is like so relieved that she can finally go to Franklin Lakes.
And then they sit in the parking lot for like 20 minutes and just...
Then she's excited to be in Franklin Lakes, but she admits that she is very afraid of getting attacked by Ashley in a parking lot.
She's like, what if I'm just pushing my shopping cart? They could just come along. And she goes, I mean, look what she did to me.
She
yanked the hair out of my head. The one that I used to drive to school.
So another school. So she wouldn't get kicked out of another school.
But they're just like parked in the parking lot. They're definitely like doing drugs.
Yeah. And then like Danny says at one point, he's like, Ashley's friends have been coming to me. So like, why are 19 and 18 year olds approaching you?
Because he's a drug dealer.
Yeah. I'm like, her friends are little. Like, you guys are dark.
He hangs out with teens.
Yeah.
They like come to his house at 2 in the morning.
He's 40, like... late 40s.
Yeah, he definitely has like
teenagers are going over to his house.
He probably has like late night like coke nights with like
if I found
out graduated seniors
that my teenage child was hanging out with the likes of Danny Provenzano,
I'd
beat the shit out of him.
I'd give him a beating. No, but
just
he's
scare him.
Yeah, he's like, they come to me and they say, what can we do for you? I'm like,
what? That's psychotic.
Insane. And then I just love them in this parking lot. And then they finally get out and she goes,
yay, I want a panine. Let me give me a panine.
She speaks in like sexy baby talk.
Tony was thrown by that.
Mm-hmm. And she goes, She goes, I hope it's not another Titanic when they're on that cruise.
I love her joking about them dying.
Those women could ambush me in a parking lot while I'm pushing my shopping cart.
Well, I'm pushing my shopping cart and just take me out. I'm just saying.
I hope it's not the Titanic when they're on that cruise. Just gotta say.
Finally, now I can get my panini.
And then they walk in.
To a market. She goes, I can come here with not a sense of darkness falling over me.
Me and my Franklin Lakes before this used to be me and my girls. We'd go and they got ice cream. We'd go to Market Basket and get fresh panines. But not anymore. Not anymore. So then Joe is spiraling.
He goes,
cognac, vodka, and the breakfast sucked.
Flips his shit on the bus, gets on in a rage, goes, $8.50 for the bill. My parents paid $650.
Yeah.
$1,000 for the breakfast, and it sucked. My father doesn't even drink cognac.
He goes, $2,200 for drinks? He goes, how did that even happen? I'm like,
How did that happen?
Because you got blackout and probably bought everyone in the fucking restaurant at the hotel.
€2,200.
He probably got blackout drunk and bought it for everyone. What's happening to me?
We're going Cedars shortly.
He bought drinks for everyone, and that's what happens when you are an idiot with money.
Yeah. And like, then at one point, he's leaning back. He's taking up a whole corner of the bus, and no one's even sitting near him because it's like no one can take his bad energy. And then he goes, my mouth is so dry, I'm going to swallow my tongue.
It was very Jax in the lake being like, someone can come help me now.
Yeah, he's pulling a Jax Taylor right now. And he just goes off and it's like everyone's really uncomfortable by his like flipping out over money. Clearly he's flipping out because his checking account is like going into arrears as we speak.
Like, Therese is in the front of the bus just holding on to like the railing, just staring ahead.
Shut up.
Joe, stop. Bail. Come on.
Joe, stop. And then Melania is screaming. Her and Gabrielle are like beating the shit out of each other. And it's just like, you can feel how uncomfortable everyone is. And then finally, Joe, like...
He's like... he goes, we all need to act some civility. Stop acting like animals.
He's like, we gotta have some civility around here.
And then Caroline
fully loses it. She cries.
She and her parents are laughing. She's just fully laughing in Joe's face.
And she's that kind of laughter where it's like the dam has broken.
Yeah.
And you've been holding back from laughing at how insane these people are. Yeah. And now you can't hide it anymore. And this is the moment.
Yeah.
Sorry for Tony. No, sorry for my son. You know what? He was just chilling. And then I did a Danielle baby panini voice. And that
aroused him.
That aroused him. And now he's a fucking wild animal.
No, that was... I've totally been there where you're just like... You just can't stop. It was like exhausted laughter. A laughter of maniacal, like...
Yeah.
Maniacal, pent up.
It's like
rage.
In the Boxcar Children.
Yeah.
Where, like, the oldest daughter starts laughing until she starts weeping.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then they're all climbing up the hill. Yeah, they leave a bunch of old people behind with like Adriana. Where did they leave them? They just have to sit on the bus all day.
Yeah, they just left them at the base and they went and talked to the people.
And then they're climbing up a hill. And then
Joe's lugging a suitcase.
Joe's lugging a suitcase.
And a stroller.
Which fully is like they're smuggling shit.
Yeah.
Tony. Tones. Someone goes, Maron, this is like mountain climbing.
Yeah.
I love it. Oh, Maron.
It's actually really beautiful.
Is it? It kind of didn't look that.
I mean,
it's not shot well.
No. Well, it was a dreary day, but the distance, the mountains in the distance.
The mountains
in
the distance are
stunning.
It's
like the Italian Alps, I think.
It's just reminding me of like.
Maybe not. I think they're in the south.
It's really reminding me of
the Amanda. True Philly move.
The classic Philly over here.
Yeah.
Philly idiot.
Can't even get his Italian
Philly
mountain
idiot
straight.
Strikes again. Not from Jersey. Doesn't know Italy. What's he good for? Go back to Philly. Eat a cheesesteak.
Go eat some Italian ice in Philly.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So then...
Teresa and Joe also reveal that they own a house.
Yeah, she goes...
own a house.
It's Joe's father's sister's house, but we own it.
And
tax shelter.
Yeah.
That's
offshore accounts.
Yeah. I don't trust it.
The town itself is pretty dismal.
It's a Amanda Knox town. Like, it reminds me of, like, where that kind of murder would take place.
For sure. Perugia or whatever.
Perugia. Center St. Mark's. Joe's grandmother, Maria, is so happy to see everyone.
She picks Melania up, and Melania is stiff as a board. When
she picks Melania up by the neck.
Yeah.
And then Melania goes full rigor mortis.
Yeah. And then she, like, tackles Gabriella. And then they take out Adriana, and she goes, oh, the baby! And Teresa's just holding Nicholas, mm-hmm. which was cute.
That was cute. I was like, finally, she's doing something for someone else.
Yeah. Jacqueline, like, holds on to... Joe's aunt, like, she's holding on for dear life, and she's like winded as hell.
Jacqueline falls on the ground and almost like rolls down the hill.
and the aunt kind of looks at her like, why are you holding me?
She has like altitude sickness.
Yeah.
She's like also laughing hysterically. And yeah. I think offline, Jacqueline and Caroline got on the same page of like, the Judices are fucking crazy.
Oh, they were texting.
We just need this trip to be over because eventually they steal away to like some rando's house and start eating all their spaghetti.
They go to a random person's house that's just opened their doors and they don't know whose house it is, but there's a pot of spaghetti and the two of them just looked so delicious.
It looked delicious. Once they got into the relative's house
beautiful.
And that spread of like charcuterie, I would be in
fucking heaven.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I would have
prosciutto,
every meat, all that meat, just plates of meat and bread. That's
like my
dream.
Jacqueline and Caroline's like stealing away to a stranger's home, just eating what they have. So then we get back to New Jersey. Danielle has been set up with a shady private eye named John O'Connor.
Jimmy O'Connor.
Jimmy O'Connor that Danny set up. So he's clearly like a mob.
A mob PI.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's his wife answers the door. It's run out of his basement. It's like their little office. The wife and him are like a tag team private eye like company.
They're so like Ozarks for this.
Yeah.
What husband and wife.
For
like they're
sure.
in way too deep.
Danielle comes down and she goes, actually, I'm adopted. Don't have a lot to go on except time of birth, place of birth, and my ethnicity. And Jimmy O'Connor just bows his head because he's like, ooh.
Danielle, it gets really real here to these two strangers who it's like, they're not here to like hear your sob story. Like that, you should talk about that in therapy. Yeah. She's like, and I don't know if she says she doesn't want to meet me. I just, you need to, yeah, I'd rather hear it from you.
Yeah, and she goes, she goes,
what accent am I even doing at this point?
She goes, if she's addicted to alcohol or she's homeless, I can't take that into my life. I'm like, what? What makes you think? Like, why is she?
Why would it be either one of those?
And they're like, all right, well, because she's a minor when she had you, it's going to be hard to locate her, but like, we'll do our best. And
yeah.
Danielle's just kind of like, trying, yeah, she's trying to like get, and the woman is like, get out of my home.
Yeah, like, okay, we'll do this.
Yeah.
Like, they probably have to do it for free.
Yeah.
Because Danny's like, I'll fucking come here and kill you if you don't take care of her.
She's the fucking light of my life. When you see this woman, wait till you see her, he says to the wife.
Yeah.
The private
when you see her, she's fucking gorgeous.
She's fucking gorgeous. Oh, the best body. It's like an Adonis.
Oh, just warm breath.
Yeah.
Every day I wake up, I think about her.
She's like the goddess Venus. You know what I mean? Like, oh, God, like Roman times. And they're like, what?
Like, what? And he's like, anyways, I'll kill you if you don't do this. And then she comes in trying to tell you some sob story. And they're like, please get out of our house.
I know. So then that's going to happen. And then we cut back to...
Back in Italy.
They have a million relatives.
They have... That whole town, I think, is just their family.
Joe and Teresa might be related.
Yeah, they probably are.
Yeah.
Gia's walking around just saying ciao to everyone, which I really liked.
Caroline is very insecure about not being able to speak Italian, which we find out, which is like kind of like a real... She feels very like lost in translation in this moment because she's... And I think it makes her feel like less of an Italian.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't know. And Teresa kind of rubs it in her face a little. I feel like she does a little.
Yeah, she's just like, Teresa's flexing right now.
Yeah, she's flexing, which I get. Like, you're in
your home
to be
country,
bilingual. You're in your
around your whole family. It's chic to be bilingual.
They were both born there. Like, I get it. She's just feeling that like confidence you get when you're around like your tribe.
Teresa reveals that she didn't start speaking English until she was 8. And then that's why she messes up words all the time.
Yeah.
It's because she is like not a native English speaker.
Yeah, there's like a million relatives and Caroline's feeling insecure. And at one point, Gabriella wanders over near her and she goes, do you like this place, Gabriella? And then Gabriella's like, yeah, I like it. She's like, do you like it? And she's like, I like this house and I like my own house. I was like,
okay.
Caroline's like, regressing.
She's regressed and is like trying to like turn Teresa's kids against her, like level with them.
Yeah. She's like not, she hates being in Italy.
Joe takes everyone to the pig slaughterhouse.
He goes, every 5 minutes you hear a pig screaming. And he starts laughing.
Caroline goes, I would never have eaten any pigs. I'd never eaten any meats if I knew they came from here. Like, okay, so then you would just... I'd rather them come from, like, a local Italian town.
Yeah, but it is funny that Joe, like, loves it.
Joe loves a pig slaughter. He loves to slaughter pigs.
It's very Midsommar.
It's extreme Midsommar.
Then
they all have a moment where they, like, wave to Mario.
Yeah, they wave to Teresa's uncle, who's, like...
Who didn't come over.
Is he, like, on house arrest? Like, can he not leave his place?
I don't know, but they're like, come out
Does
on
he
the
have
balcony.
TB?
I have no idea, but he comes out on the balcony, and they wait for him, and then they all wave.
And then Teresa goes, all right.
All right, we wave, but we gotta go.
Then they start walking, and then Caroline and Jacqueline just eat delicious-looking spaghetti in a rando's house.
Yeah.
And they're at calm, and Caroline goes, in this moment, I was at peace. You come on vacation to get away from it and to feel some peace, and here in a rando stranger's home just eating some pasta is where I felt true peace.
Seemed really peaceful.
It
and
did.
Looked so good.
It looked just like a stone pot of spaghetti, and Jacqueline's going, ooh,
Yeah, I love how excited she gets about carbs and food. Like, if I walked into that spread
after walking up a hill for
that's all I ever want. Yeah. Is like all the food that they were eating is what I dream of. Like, if it weren't for health,
yeah,
I would eat that for every meal.
Me too. Then
they all have to walk downhill.
Joe's and Teresa are like fighting. He's threatening to knock her into a wall. And Caroline goes, "Who doesn't fight?" And I was like, "That wasn't." Then she lost me again.
Yeah,
she's like, "It's just people fighting." Mary, if she goes, "If you're a married couple and you say you're not a fighting couple, you're a liar."
Yeah, but like
lying.
Fighting is one thing, and then like threatening violence.
To knock someone through a wall?
Yeah, he said he's going to roll her down the hill, and then she'll end up in Mario's house.
Yeah.
He's like, that actually spatially makes no sense, Joe.
And then Joe points out that he was born on a balcony? Or was that just where the balcony...
I don't know. I thought maybe he was born on that balcony.
In front of everyone
in town.
Some
boarded up balcony. His mom was like, he's coming. Oh! And then like...
The whole town gathered around and she just gave birth in front of everyone.
She gave birth on a balcony.
And she held him up. Mm-hmm. Oh, the boy of Santa Casalina. The prince.
South.
Yeah.
She goes, but did you have a tomato?
Yeah.
Where was the tomato? Did you have a tomato? Did you give the baby a tomato?
Papa, on that balcony, you say, I gotta go leave a tomato. It's a fresh one. I've been growing ever since. And I brought it. That's what they were smuggling. I brought the tomato all the way from home, and I'm gonna put it out on the balcony, Papa. You tell me what spot were you actually born in, where your baby head, oh, your sweet, your little meatball head hit the cement on the balcony. That's what I put a tomato.
That's why I put several tomatoes to pay homage to my daddy.
Yeah. Oh.
Grazie.
No, let me go get some seeds off the old tomato plant still growing. You see the vine still growing on the balcony? Let me get some of those leaves, and I'll grow them back home, and maybe another Papa will come out of it. Another Papa.
Then Teresa and Melania are like walking downstairs, and then Melania's like, I don't want to break your neck. She thinks Teresa's going to fall. Also, Teresa's like just in heels.
And boots.
In heeled boots.
Yeah. Yeah, Melania was concerned.
I know. Poor Melania. She has a lot to worry about.
I feel bad for Teresa.
I know. I feel bad for like all the girls.
Yeah. Joseph, fuck.
He's just like...
He's a pig.
Yeah, he's a really...
He's a bad guy.
He's a bad guy.
And they always try to make him, like, lovable, and I think he's a abusive...
He's mean.
Mean guy.
He's always telling them, I'm gonna kick you in the butt.
He told the mother of his children...
I'm gonna throw you through a wall.
And then Teresa goes, look at that. Your kid doesn't even want to even, you know, hold your hand. Because he's like, give me your hand to Melania. And she goes, look... Look, Joe, your daughter doesn't even want to hold your hand. And I was like, ooh.
This is like when that's like Goodfellas level fighting.
Uh-huh.
And then she's like, I think you need to apologize to Gabriella. And then like makes him apologize to her, but it's like.
Joe's like, give me a kiss.
Yeah, make nice.
Then back to Jersey. This is, Danielle's just got a wash in these episodes, but
as they traipse through the streets of whatever the fuck town they're in, you see that a man is pushing a baby stroller with a jug of wine in it. You see a jug of wine, then he goes, oh, and then covers it up.
That's me in Williamsburg.
I love that. A huge jug.
Like a Carlo Rossi.
Yeah, it was like a Carlo Rossi style jug of red wine.
My friend told me a story that my friend in college said that when she was in high school, her sister hid a giant like Carlo Rossi thing in her closet and then like forgot about it, and I guess like over time it like fermented and molded and there was like a black mold in it.
No.
And she forgot it was there, and her mom, like when they were in college, was cleaning out the closet and she found it and opened it, and this black shit just flew out into her eyes.
No.
And she was like, ah,
did she get black mold?
No, but she got it out of her, but it was like it had been waiting there since like high school.
That's terrifying.
I know.
Why would you open that?
She didn't know. She was like, what is this? And like,
oh my God. Carlo Rossi, what a throwback.
I know.
I got blackout on that
too.
In high school. Why did we get that? Just because
it's
so big.
Why do we drink Everclear? I used to drink Everclear.
I used to pour out a third of a Gatorade bottle and then fill up the rest with vodka, shake it up, and then just chug the whole thing. What is wrong with people?
Charcoal.
That's disgusting.
Stomach pump.
Danielle's in her living room.
And she gets a phone call.
We've never seen this living room before.
No.
This is a whole new room.
Wing of the house.
And I really am haunted by her ottoman with a big glass panel on it.
Yeah. What was this house?
It's a house of horrors.
It is. There's so many rooms we haven't seen.
Yeah. This is a blood red living room.
It's Bluebeard.
Everyone gather in the living room.
She goes, I'm getting a phone call, girls. And Jillian and Christine
Who
are like,
who is that? Oh, it's me.
Yeah, she goes, whose phone is ringing? And the girls are like, obviously,
it's literally your phone. Mom.
And she goes, I saw my private investigator was calling. So I thought this could either be good or bad. And then he calls and he's like, she, of course, puts it on speakerphone because she needs to let her daughters in on everything. And
yeah.
There's no boundary or separation, and it's completely dysfunctional and unhealthy. And the private investor basically is like, no news. It's going to be very hard because she was a minor, and we're going to have to like really dig in. But hopefully I can get the courts to release
some paperwork.
Yeah, and explain the situation. Explain like that you're just looking for your, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but we just need like more time.
And Daniel goes, so it's not a no way?
Like, Danielle, what are you... She's, like, waiting for the axe to drop. She wants, like...
She wants
to be told that, like, her mother doesn't want to see her.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it'll be, like, this self-fulfilling prophecy where then she can, like...
Use it
and then...
Traumatize herself more.
Like, it's just... And no one's doing that for
her.
Yeah,
you pick
now. Literally just, like, we just need a few more weeks.
Yeah.
So it's not a no way.
And then she goes, I'm going to take the bull by the proverbial horn.
What does that even
mean? She keeps saying proverbial.
She has like a new lease on life throughout this whole episode.
She like every day looks through a word.
The word of the day, Jilly Bean, is proverbial.
Girls,
can we each use it in a sentence?
Right now.
1, 2, 3. I'm going to take the bull by the proverbial horn. Kim G screwed me in the proverbial hooch. Pooch.
And then Christine's like, I'm going to sit on my proverbial ass. She goes, I don't like that word, Christine.
Bottom.
Rear end.
There's many other words you can use.
Buttocks.
Behind.
Badonkadonk? How about a bubble?
Glutes? Gluteus maximus?
Melons?
You're too beautiful and too spiritual to lose language like that.
How about a punch?
So it's not a no way. Danielle's also now seducing Jimmy O'Connor.
I know.
He's now caught in her crosshairs, and he's like having a dysfunctional marriage because she's like seductive to him on the phone.
She calls at like 3 a.m. I was just thinking I should come over more and we can get together and write about some. I want to write down exactly what I remember about my mother's face because.
Because it could be useful information for you on your
And then she's also calling the wife.
Yeah.
And being like, I'm just so lonely.
She's like, do you think your husband ever disappear and you don't know where he is? Because that happened to me and he was up to no good.
Yeah. We could get up to no good. Just
She's sowing seeds of discord everywhere she goes.
Yeah, she really is.
How about a punch?
Maybe a kick.
I could really go for a panini right now.
A panini right now. So I'm back to Italy. It's their last night, thank God. Jacqueline
this
and
dinner,
Caroline.
Oh,
it's in like a weird wine cave.
Horrible looking restaurant. This looks like bad restaurant.
Teresa looks crazy.
Insane.
She's wearing a pink.
Everyone's dressed in like normal street clothes.
The girls are all wearing super expensive dresses.
Custom made dresses. Teresa's in like a cocktail dress.
Yeah. She looks like Helen Hunt in Pay It Forward.
Yeah. Like nothing's adding up. Like, why would you spend all this money? Like, that's like you're literally in debt up to your ears. You're in like financial crisis, but you're having these like crazy dresses made for your daughters to tote them all overseas. Like, get a grip on yourself.
And it's so Adriana can meet the family. So it's like,
but like not presenting. Everything has to be like, it's so over the top.
Yeah. And then Teresa or Jacqueline and Caroline are just like, thank God it's our last night. Like, they're so over it. And then, but at the end of it, Caroline's like, you know what? At the end of all the craziness, I love these people and I'll fight for that connection. That friendship is there forever. I was like, okay,
cool soundbite.
Yeah.
Caroline is just now resorting to like
isms.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Doesn't mean anything she says from like here on out when it comes to them. She's not going to talk shit or make anyone look bad, but she's not going to like, she's just like neutral essentially.
Who is that like skeezy looking, like kind of hot guy with a ponytail who was sitting at like the front?
That's a great question. I was wondering him. That too.
He was like, was that Joe's like cousin?
I don't know.
He was just there.
There were a lot of like randoms there.
Yeah.
But like they're all related to each other.
Yeah.
Teresa's family's from there too.
Yeah.
So then they came. Did they all live there and they came to America? Her and Joe are literally related.
Yeah.
They're like third cousins.
No, they were. I think they were all from that same zone.
And they moved to America and they live near each other in Jersey?
And then. They were like childhood like sweethearts.
Wow.
And Joey Gorga was like Joe's best friend.
I love little Joe Gorga.
I do too.
He's such a sweetie.
He just wants his dad's approval.
I know. He's a really like sensitive man.
He is.
He's an angel.
And he's so comfortable with his sexuality.
I know. And he's sexy.
He's hot.
He's really
I love
hot.
Him with a bald head.
So then we got a punch.
So then they just get back.
Everyone gets home and then it's like,
oh, but it, you know, it has that when you get back from a trip
and you're just like, so,
and you smell your house and, yeah. you're, and you just,
you have to be in your bed and you're just like, you unpack,
you take a hot shower and you just like, you're like, I'll unpack tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And you just like crawl onto the couch and like eat cheese.
Yeah.
And I could feel the, like Melania collapsed on the marble floor when they get home.
Mm-hmm.
And Teresa's like, all right, girls, come on. And they're all screaming on their way up to bed.
Melania's like, I don't want to go home. It's like, you're literally home, yeah, you little idiot. She gets in bed. And then
she wants
she
to be
crawls
back.
Into her huge bed. And I was like, oh, I love that.
I know.
Just how little she is and her bed's so big.
You know what Teresa's that smell. Like, it's like a little like the windows haven't been open for a minute, but it still smells like kind of good.
Mm-hmm.
You're like,
It's that like your musty human smell that only you like.
And your family.
And your family. Teresa's like cuddling with Joe, who's ignoring her very presence.
He's like texting the guma.
Yeah. She's like, I love you. I love you.
He's like, I'm going to go out for a little.
I love you.
Yeah.
He's like, love you.
Love you.
Caroline gets home to her failure son and her other son.
And then Jacqueline is, she's like, I thought I'd be, this trip would help me, but as soon as we touched down in New Jersey, I was like, the Ashley Danielle drama. So Jacqueline's already,
yeah, all the vacation vibes have worn off and now she's back to, yeah, poor Chris. He got to see her happy for like 48 hours.
Fucking Ashley.
For a shining moment on a cruise ship,
there was a Camelot.
Jacqueline was free.
And that's the episode. So last week is our next, is the finale.
Finale of Ron J.
And then we have the two reunions.
Yeah, and then we'll have to figure some things out.
So guys, please, there are low ticket sale numbers on the Chicago and
LA shows.
And LA shows. So you need to get in on it if you want to come see us. LA, it's on March 11th. Chicago, it's March 18th.
Yeah, not many left. So get them while the getting's good.
Get them while, you know, the Ides of March.
Mm-hmm. I'm so excited. I was out at a party this weekend and it was like kind of ravey. There was fake snow being blown. I was feeling very safe, like I was at the Grove. And then these two girls stopped me in my tracks and were like, are you Laura? You do Sexy Unique Podcasts? And I was like, yes. And then was like very excited.
I know.
They're coming to the shows and I'm just so excited to see everyone.
I know, me too. I had someone come up to me Sunday and I was like, gotta go to the show, so like it's gonna be a good vibe.
Yeah, we're just spreading the word. We're boots on the ground.
We might have some surprises up our sleeve.
If you're on the fence about getting a ticket
to
and
LA.
Then into LA and you decide not to and the show happens without you there, let's just say, I've got to be quite honest with you.
You're going to be seeing
some
stuff.
You're going to regret not going.
I've got to be quite honest with you. I'll be very disappointed and you will be too.
Mm-hmm.
So
you can get the tickets by, there's a bunch of links on my website, LarsMarie.com. We're constantly updating our own social media with links to buy tickets.
Yeah.
And we just very much look forward to seeing everyone.
I'm so ready.
Follow Carrie at eCario. Follow me at Lars Marie. And you can get Patreon bonus content at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast. And that's all she wrote.
See you next week.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.